USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump announced an approval for a drug treatment to fight the coronavirus.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
Drug maker Gilead has donated the remdesivir stock it has on hand, and it's racing to make more. More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves on Fox's Hannity says it's time.
Our people are smart enough to do the right thing. They're staying 5 or 6 feet apart. They're not getting in groups of more than 10 people. But you cannot lock people in their homes and tell them you can't go to work. And oh, by the way, you can't go outside either.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you're married to someone who's not a U.S. citizen, you may have to wait longer for your stimulus check. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Americans are eligible for up to $1,200 in coronavirus stimulus money unless they're married and filing taxes jointly with an immigrant who does not have a Social Security number. About 2 million undocumented people are married to a U.S. citizen or green card holder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a monumental injustice that must be fixed. But the spokesman for the IRS, Michael Zona, said the requirement of a Social Security number is bipartisan because it prevents illegal immigrants from qualifying for U.S. taxpayer-funded programs and helps reduce fraud and abuse. The IRS also said Americans in a mixed-status marriage will get a stimulus payment if they file tax returns separately. But if they've already filed, they won't be getting the payment this year and will have to wait until next year to submit their taxes individually. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
SpaceX has aced their final parachute test as they get ready for their historic May 27th crew launch. USA's Tim Berg has more.
NASA and SpaceX are previewing their first all-American crewed mission to the International Space Station for the first time in nearly a decade. NASA retired its space shuttle fleet in July of 2011, leaving the agency without a U.S. rocket or spaceship to fly people. NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstine gives an update on the status of the mission.
We are going to launch American astronauts on American rockets from American soil. We're going to do it here in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. And I'm going to tell you that this is a high priority mission for the United States of America.
After 3 weeks of wondering where is North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, reports say he's been spotted in public. USA's John Clemens reports.
That report came from a South Korean news agency that claimed Kim attended a ceremony at the completion of a fertilizer plant. Up until now, rumors have circulated about the health of Kim. I spoke to Bruce Klingner of the Heritage Foundation.
It is a nuclear weapons state. They have 30 to 60 nuclear weapons. They have missiles that can fire nuclear missiles, certainly at South Korea and Japan. And a number of U.S. officials think that they can also hit all of the continental U.S. with nuclear weapons.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.